From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. We're all sort of familiar with some of the more mind-numbing comic strips in most newspapers throughout the country, but there are some comics with more thought. I'm talking about political and editorial cartoons. UALR's Center for History and Culture was out with a new virtual exhibit, No Laughing Matter, Political Cartoons, and the Arkansas Historical Perspective. Dr. Barclay Key at the University of Arkansas Little Rock, a historian, joins me on the telephone line. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much for having me, Jacob.
Why study political cartoons in the first place? What can a one-panel caricature really reveal to us about how we see politics?
Well, there are multiple reasons across a wide variety of interests. From a historical standpoint, they give commentary, they give a snapshot of what the cartoonist was thinking, how he was interpreting a particular sequence of events, and presumably it gives insight into what was broadly popular in that time period. But there are multiple ways to view them, so artists are eager to study the pieces as works of art. Political scientists find fodder for state politics or a particular politician or a particular issue. And so I think there are multiple avenues that make cartoons interesting sources for study.
And is there anything about a cartoon that gives it, I guess, a unique or special voice that a column would not have, just by the nature of its form?
I think it does. It seems like these political cartoons are more successful in using satire or maybe irony to make particular points. And they do so in a way that's creative and different than the traditional texts.
This virtual exhibit, it's very easy to use, very beautiful. It has several different decades worth of cartoons organized. Can you think of any specific examples that were more insightful than others about the time period?
Most of the exhibit, maybe even all of it, contains cartoons by Bill Graham, who worked for the Gazette from 48 to 85, I think, and John Kennedy, who worked for the Democrat from the 40s to 1988, I believe. And so these were two of the most prominent cartoonists in Arkansas. Their collections are have been donated to the UALR Center for Arkansas History and Culture. There are literally thousands of these cartoons, so I've been through several hundred of them myself, and I feel like I've just barely scratched the surface. Topics are wide-ranging. Some of them are unique to local Little Rock politics. Some of them involve, of course, state politics. Many of them also speak to world and national events. And so, as you might imagine, over a period of those decades, any prominent issue within Little Rock or Arkansas or our U.S. history can be found in those cartoons.
Yeah, I saw one of them was Hillary Clinton as First Lady kicking a field goal to her education committee reforms passed the committee.
Absolutely, yeah. And you see a lot of familiar characters. Some of those early Bill Clinton cartoons from 1978 are entertaining. And, of course, some of the themes that I identified for teachers at the Little Symposium today involve the Central High crisis and desegregation more generally, state politics, and particularly the evolution of the two political parties within the state. There are a lot of interesting pieces in that regard. A lot of the issues regarding finances, trying to finance state government and public services. Education comes to mind because of what's happened in the last few days. And I found one cartoon, I believe, from 1978 where the image is of a man representing the legislature, and he refuses to listen to teachers and education experts as to what's best for education. So some of the pieces are really timeless.
When you examine these cartoons from a historian's perspective, you get to see maybe or get to imagine what the creator of the cartoon was trying to say. It's harder to ascertain what the viewer or the reader thought about it when they read it. Do we know anything about who political cartoon speaks to? Are they speaking largely to the same audience as the people who read the written politics in the newspaper, or is it speaking to a broader audience?
Well, that's a great question. And John Deering, the lead cartoonist for the Democrat Gazette today, was on hand, and we asked him a similar question because at some level, the newspaper needs to sell ads and they need to sell newspapers. And so there is some measure of restriction as to what a person may be able to publish, a cartoonist may be able to publish. And he had a few anecdotes, one that was really interesting. He drew one once of Bill Clinton And I forget the issue, but it was critical in some respect. And Governor Clinton took the time to write a note to chastise him for this piece. And so Mr. Deering was making the point that cartoonists have a certain measure of power in identifying important aspects of current events that speak to politicians. And, you know, occasionally readers are upset, but there was a certain measure of pride, I think, in challenging people to think differently about a topic. And so I think on the whole, the reason the cartoons are valuable is because if they were so far-fetched, then it would affect the business of the newspaper. And so to some degree, they're mainstream and representative enough that people kept buying papers. The cartoonists, these particular cartoonists, kept their jobs for 40-plus years. And so I think they may be broadly representative of what local Arkansans thought.
It seems to me like the future of this kind of study for historians might be equally as much into a much harder area, looking at memes on social media, pictures with captions on them. Is that a similar area to you?
I think it is. And I've noted a few of my favorite cartoonists today post their work on Facebook. I'm thinking of Mike Lukovich at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Sometimes shows the progress that he's making on that day's cartoon. And so I actually think they may have a broader audience. I know from a business standpoint, they may not be benefiting much financially, but their audience is probably broader now than it ever has been because of social media.
I've been speaking with Dr. Barclay Key from the University of Arkansas Little Rock, a history professor. He's part of a symposium this week, No Laughing Matter, a virtual exhibit about political cartoons in the Arkansas historical perspective. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jacob.
I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.